Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mandela, the good in Erev Shabbos. And we are here at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, three lines up, Ve'ele Nidchu. The last thing we had just said, we discussed in the mitzvah of Arava, we had discussion whether the Arava was a mitzvah of Netila, of taking the Arava and holding it, or Zekifa, putting it next to the Mizbeach. We had proven from Abraisa that it is Netila, in fact Netila, it is taking it. As Gemara says, if that's true, Ve'ele Nidchu. So then we go back to something we said yesterday. Why shouldn't it be Docha Shabbos? Again, if all it is taking the Arava, right? Nowadays, right? We can do that as well. Meaning, if you tell me that the whole mitzvah was a kifa, which is to put it next to the mizbeach, so we don't have a mizbeach, unfortunately, nowadays. So how are you going to be? How are you going to do a zecher nowadays? How are you going to remember the mitzvah? But if it's netila, so we could just do that also. We could do that nowadays. We could take the arava do it nowadays, right? As a zecher lamikdash. The Gemara says, "Kevin de adam lo dechinan." Right, since us in Bavel, right, the Chachamim in Bavel, aren't Docha Shabbos, right, we talked about that yesterday, the Mitzvah Arava would not be Docha Shabbos, because they don't know exactly what Yontif is, so inhu nami lo dochu, so too in Eretz Yisrael, right, it wouldn't be Docha Shabbos, right, and therefore, we don't do that, it's not Docha Shabbos, right, therefore it's not Docha Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael either. So the Gemara says, v'al Yontif Rishon, didon lo dochi, l'tu dochi. One second, you have Yontif Rishon, if you remember from the Mishnah, right, we said that the Chiyuv of Lulav on Shabbos is Docha Shabbos, on Yontif Rishon that falls out on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not Docha Shabbos in Bavel. So if you're telling me you have to line up Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, well, we see that that's not true. Right? We see the mitzvah lulav is Docha Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael on the first day, and not in Bavel. So Amris, they said, so the Zutu Nami Lo Dochi, it's not true. But again, we had come to the conclusion in yesterday's daf that it is Docha Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and here the Gemara takes it back and says, no, Lidchu, for them, right, in Eretz Yisrael, it's also not Docha, right, we want to line up the Minhagim in Bavel, the Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael, so since it's not Docha Shabbos in Bavel, because they don't know when Yontif is, so too, it's not, really, they don't know for sure when Yontif is, right, because of the situation with Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh was determined by Beis Din, so even though they know when Yontif really is in Eretz Yisrael, so there's also not going to be Docha Shabbos. Okay, fine. So the problem is, right, once you say that, right, but if you remember that we said before, there's a stira in Mishnayis, right, the Tanechad, that one Mishnah that said that Kol Ha'am Malichin is Lulavim Harabayis, that everybody on Shabbos, when the first day of Yom Tov falls down on Shabbos, right, everybody takes the Lulav to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tznan and the Tznanidach and the other Mishnah that said that the Beis HaKnesses, that everybody takes their Lulavim to Shul on the first day of Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos. What do we say? We had said, right, with Mitar Tzirina, we had said that Kam is Man Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Kam is Man Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Right, we had said that it depends on when the Beis HaMikdash is built. If it's built, so then you take it to the Beis HaMikdash. If it's not built, you take it to the Shul. The problem is, right, if you're telling me that even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, right, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Docha Shabbos, so in what scenario, how do you resolve the Braisa? How do you resolve the Mishnayos? Right, in what scenario are you taking the Lulav to Shul on your first day of Yom Tov if we said it's not Docha Shabbos? So Gemara says, no, you're right. You have a different way to answer the stira in those Mishnayos. Idi v'idi b'zman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Both of them are talking about when the Beis HaMikdash existed, and simply Kam HaMikdash, Kam HaGvulin. It simply depends on where you are. Right, if you're near the Beis HaMikdash, so then you can go to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, great. But if you're not, so then, again, you weren't Ola Regel necessarily, or you're too far, right? Okay, so then you go to Shul with your Lulav, and that would be fine. Again, that would bring the Lulav to Shul, etc. Again, turn the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right? It was, in fact, Docha Shabbos, so that works out. Okay. Amar Le Abaye Le Rava. Abaye says to Rava, Maishna Lulav Davdina Le Shiv Zechon HaMikdash, right? Again, if the mitzvah of a rava seems foreign to you, it's because we don't have a zeichel mikdash, right? We don't do it nowadays. So what's the difference? Right? By us, right, we take a lulav all 7 days, right, to remember the mikdash, right? Again, if you remember, the mitzvah of lulav and outside the Beis HaMikdash is d'oraisa on the first day. In the Beis HaMikdash is d'oraisa all 7 days. So we take the lulav nowadays, right, all 7 days, right? Zeichel mikdash. So why do we do that, but we don't do the arava? Right, again, what's the difference? So Rava said back to him, because you're Yotze with the Arava that you take, right, with the Lulav. So Rabbi said, what are you talking about? Right, that's for the mitzvah of Dalaminim. So if you tell me that the idea is to pick it up twice, to pick it up with the lulav and then take it out and pick it up by itself, nobody does that. So what do you mean? We're not taking the arava with the lulav. So Amalei is written from the arava. Rav Zvid said in the name of arava. Lulav deraisa of dinan shiva lezechal mikdash. Arava derabanan lo of dinan shiva zechal mikdash. Very simple difference. Lulav is deraisa. The mitzvah of arava is derabanan. Gemara says laman. Who? What are you talking? Mitzvah of arava is derabanan. What are you talking about? Who says the mitzvah of arava is derabanan? Ilay melava shol. If you tell me it's going to have a shol, so no, that doesn't work because Amar arvei nachal ksiv shtayim. Abashol is the one who says that the pasuk says arvei nachal twice. You take aravos twice, achas the lulav, achas the mikdash. And he learns that one is for the mitzvah of lulav and one is for the mitzvah of arava based on mikdash. Obviously, he's using the pasuk, he holds it's daraisa. Either rabbanan, if it's for the rabbanan, it's a hilchus a gemiri la. So the rabbanan holds it's a halacha moshmi sinai. Amar rabbasi, amar rabbiachim, shim rab nechunia, ish bikas beis chorsan, right? They said the name of all this, of rab nechunia, from beis chorsan, eser and tios, arava and nisachamayim, halacha moshmi sinai. We had this before, that the three halachos of eser and tios, arava and nisachamayim, those three halachos, are all halacha moshmi sinai. The important one for us is arava. Just to review what we said before, right? Nisachamayim is the Nisachamayim that did on Sukkot with the Korban Tavon in the morning, and the Eser Netios was halacha, right? Halacha Maisa nowadays of the for Mamish in Yana Dioma, or 30 days before Shemitah, which we are in right now. If you have a field that is a base saw and the size of a base saw, and you have 10 trees, so you're allowed to plant, you're allowed to plow it to make sure that the trees will survive the upcoming year, even though right 30 days before Shavuos, for Shemitah, we do not plow the land. So again, the point here is that regardless, so either according to Abishal or according to the Rabbanan, right, both of them hold that Arava is not the Rabbanan, either it's Daraisa or Halacha Mosh Mesina. Halacha Mosh Mesina is the Daraisa. So Ella Amar Zvid, which made the Rava, so rather Zvid explained, now let's revisit. Lulav the Isbe Iker Minator Begvulin Avdin and Lashav Zechel Emekdash. Since the Lulav, what happened? By Mitzvah's Lulav, we have at the Daraisa outside the Beis HaMikdash, i.e. on the first day. So therefore, we're going to do a Zeichel HaMikdash the rest of the day. But Arava, the last day you could have been a Tavon HaKvulin, right? There is no Din Daraisa to take the Arava outside the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, lo avdin Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash, so therefore, we're not going to use it all 7 days, Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay, so Amar Reish Lakish says, Kohanim Bali Mumim Nechnasin Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach Kedei Latzeis Ba'arava. Kohanim, who are Bali Mumim, whoever Mum, who are in general are not allowed to go into this section of the Beis HaMikdash, they are allowed to go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, right, to do this Arava Avoda, to do this Avoda with the Arava. They are allowed to actually do that. Again, like take the Aravas and walk around towards the Mizbeach. So Amar Le Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, who said that? What are you talking about? Who said that? So Rish Lakish says, "Me Amra." What do you mean? Who said it? You Amra. You said it, Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rabbi Nechuni Beish Bikas Beit Chorsan. Right? We just quoted it. Right? Eser Netzios Arav Nisachamayim Halach Lamosh Misinai. All those things are Halach Lamosh Misinai. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's the Arav is Halach Lamosh Misinai. That's something that we need to do. So okay. So what do you mean? Mi Amra, who said this halacha? So Ella knows. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean Mi Amra, who said that this halacha exists. What he meant was Mi Amra ben Atila, who says that taking the arava, right, is when you're holding it, when you're taking the arava, right? Dalav zekiva, maybe the mitzvah of the arava is just putting the aravos around the mizbeach. Right? And Mi Amra bali mumim, and who said, right, that a bal mum, a kohen who has a mum, can do this? Maybe someone who does not have a mum, right, has to be the one who just puts the arava next to the mizbeach. Okay, so that the Gemara doesn't further with that back and forth, but that's the back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Itmar, who said Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Chad Amar Arava Yisub Neviim, and the Chad Amar Arava Minhag Neviim. Rabbi Yochanan has a machlokes with Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi as to what this deal is with the arava. Is it a Yisod Neviim or a Minhag Neviim? Now, what does that mean? Now, first of all, obviously, we just said that Rabbi Yochanan holds it to Halacha Moshe Mesinai. We'll talk about that in a second. But what's the difference between a Yisod Neviim and a Minhag Neviim? So Rashi says very clearly, bracha. Do you make a bracha on this practice. So if it's a yisod neviim, you make a bracha. If it's just a minhag, then you do not. Okay. Again, Rashi just quoting the Gemara that we'll see on Amud Beis. So tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar yisod neviim. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan is one who holds that it's a yisod neviim, i.e., that you do make a bracha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi yisod neviim, because Rabbi Yochanan says straight up, right? I mean, usually, you have to like. It makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan said this because usually he'll quote some other obscure source and have to figure out how it makes sense. Here it's obviously very clear. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said it's Yisod Nevi'im, that it's, and therefore you make a bracha. And therefore Tistayim, the Gemara says, that makes a lot of sense. The Gemara says, one second, hold on. Amar Le Rabbi Zera, the Rabbi Avo, me Amar Rabbi Yochanan, okay, Rabbi Yochanan really said it's Yisod Nevi'im? Didn't we just quote this like a couple of times, right, already? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunin, Ben Ish Bikas, Beis Chorsan, Asun Tiers, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim, Alokal HaMash Mezinai. What do you mean it's Yisod Nevi'im? It's Alokal HaMash Mezinai. So, it's Ishtomim Mishachas, Mishachada, so Rabbi Avo was quiet for a second. The Amar, and then he said, you're right. Really, it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai, but shachum v'chazru v'yisdom. Right, a bunch of times the Gemara says this. We'll have this in Megillah at the beginning. That sometimes, right, sometimes right, the Jews forgot some halachos, and the Nevi'im came back and reestablished them. So Gemara says, "Mi'amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." Right, really, the Torah, this part was forgotten during the exile, during the Gullus. Again, the implication is that it was forgotten in the Gullus, not necessarily. In Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara is going to say, right? If you look at Rashi, right? Shachum begolus bavel, shachu es haTorah vavintzos bemitzvas. Right? They forgot some of the halachos. Problem with that is what the Gemara says right now. Rami Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achir, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that dilchon amri dilchon hi. That back in the day, originally, I said the Torah is dilchon, meaning is yours. Now Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan was talking to his talmidim. Right, in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan said, originally I thought the Torah was yours, meaning when they exiled the Jews from Babel from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, so they didn't take everybody. Right, they left over some Jews. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I originally thought that the Jews who stayed in Eretz Yisrael, they have the Mesorah, just for to use the vernacular. Right, you guys have the real Iker Torah. But meaning originally I saw that. Dilchon Amri Dilhoni, meaning... really, I thought it was yours, but then really, Dilhoni. Really, I realize it's theirs. Now, if you look at Rashi over here, again, Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan met Rav Kahana. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan, the last Rashi on the Amud, Rav Kahana hayam mitalmidei Rav. Rav Kahana was one of the talmidim of Rav. Vayacharef ma'od, he was amazing. Right? Apparently, a tremendous talmid chacham. Who baruch le'Eretz Yisrael, and he had to run away from Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama at the end that maybe he killed somebody, perhaps, right? Or there's a whatever. He had to, for whatever reason, he had to run to Eretz Yisrael. And when Rabbi Yochanan met Rav Kahana, right, he saw that. Oh no, and this is what he said to his talmidim. I thought that you guys had the right Mesorah, but then I met Rav Kahana, and I realized that nobody, that the Babylonians above, right, they know so much, they're the Iker Torah, they have the Torah, the Mesorah, quote-unquote, is theirs. But the point is, that how can you tell me that they forgot halachos, right? What do you remember? What did we say? We said a stira between Rabbi Yochanan's statement. We said, on the one hand, he holds that the Rava is halacha Moshe Sinai, and then he said, the halacha is Yisod Nevi'im. And we said, oh, you're right, in Bavel, when they went to Golos, they forgot some halachos. Well, how can you tell me they forgot halachos? Right? If you're telling me that the Rav Kahana, when Rav Kahana came, he made such a great impression on Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan said that they have the Torah, that the Torah is in Bavel. Right? And sure enough, we see nowadays, right? What are we learning? We're learning Talmud Bavli. Right? That's what we learn. We don't learn Talmud Yerushalmi, at least, you know, the masses of Am Yisrael. We learn Talmud Bavli. So we see that that's true. So the Gemara says, Lokasha. Kabbal Mikdash Kabbal Gvulim. In a Chanami, that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's Halach L'Mosh Sinai, that is in what we're talking about, the Arava, the Mitzvah Arava in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash, but outside, right, when we're talking about what he said, it's a Yisod Nevi'im, right, that was talking about outside the Beis HaMikdash, that was what was performed on the seventh day of Shavuos, the seventh day of Sukkos, and that's what we have nowadays, Dafka. Then that's, you know, this whole Hoshana Rabbah thing, right, that's Dafka, what we do nowadays. Okay, Vaitim. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami says, Arava Tzarech Shir, the Arava that they would take in the Beis HaMikdash, right, or nowadays at least, it requires a Shir, it has a minimum Shir, you have to take a proper Arava. And we'll discuss how much you have to take. Vein and tell us El Bifnei Hatzma, it has to be taken by itself. Vein Adam Yotzei, they Chavasu Barava Shabululav, and you're not Yotzei with the one you have in the Lulav. What is the Gemara says, Kevin Amar Mar, and you tell us that from the Atzma, the Gemara says, one second. If you tell me you have to take it by yourself, so why didn't you tell me that you can't be Yotze with the one that's with the Lulav? Well, Pshita, the Einad of Yotze, the Ravish of Lulav, right, that's kind of the same thing. So, my Tamer, I mean, said, you might have thought, Hanimili Hechadolo Agbe Vader Agbe. Right, you might have thought that when you said that it doesn't, you have to take it by itself, that's only if you didn't take it twice. Meaning you took it with the love and then you took it out and you picked up the arava, right, by itself afterwards. Ava agbe v'hadar agbe, right, emalo. Maybe if you took it twice, so then that's good. So therefore, Kamash Malan, he says that no, you can't take the arava that is with the lulav. I actually used to do that, right? and then I learned this Gemara and I realized that it was inappropriate. So all right, anyway. Meaning when you do the Arava, so on Hoshana Rabba, you need five new ones. Right? You shouldn't really take the one that's in there with the lulav. Okay. Either way, for Rav Chista Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Chista said the name Rabbi Yitzchak Adam Yosei Dechomasu Bar Rav Shabu Lulav. Rav Chista said that you can, you are Yotze, and that is fine. That you can be Yotze, but again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. That's not the halacha. Really, you should not take the one that's with the lulav. The Kamishira, okay, now let's go back, and how much is the minimum shear that you have to take for the Arava? So, Shlosha Bade Alin Lachin. Three wet, fresh, I guess, branches. So, Rav Sheshes says, even a leaf and even a branch. The Gemara originally says, Ali Echad Ubad Echad, really, one branch and one leaf that are not attached to each other. So no. So Ela Ema, rather no. What he means is Afilu Ale Echad Bevad Echad. No, it means a branch with a single leaf. Right? Even that is okay. Now we're going to have three statements here of Ivo. Ivo, Rashi says, is Avua de Rav, right? Rav's father. He's going to tell three stories, and the first one is relevant for us for our Rava, and that's why we quote it over here. So Amar Ivo. Ivo said that Haba Kamina Kameh de Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. I was standing in front of Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. I say, who Gavra Arava Kameh? And some guy was standing with the Aravos in front of him. The Shakel Chavit Chavit Velo Beirich. I took it, or he really, the guy took it. Chavit Chavit, he waved, right, Rashi says, Lashon Nanua, he waved it. Other Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken, say he beat it on the ground. But okay, perhaps that's where our minute comes from. But he waved it back and forth. Velo Beirich, and he didn't make a bracha. Kasavra, apparently, what do you see? Right, if you remember, what was the difference between a Yisod Nevi'im and a Minag Nevi'im? Right, the difference was Bracha. So apparently, Kasavar, Minag Nevi'im, who, right, apparently this guy held that it was a Minag. That it was a Minag Nevi'im, that was Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said it was a Yisod Nevi'im. So the other one, who's the other man, Amar, who said, who argues with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Shuvan Levi. So apparently he's only like Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Ivo Vechizkio B'nei Barte, B'nei Barte B'Rav, Ivo and Chizkio, the sons of Rav's daughter. This is already obviously a different Ivu, because Ivu, as Rashi said before, was Rav's father. So apparently, this is the son of Rav's daughter. So Rav's grandson, Pashas, was named for Rav's father. Okay. Either way, Isu Arava the Kamei de Rav. So they brought Aravos before Rav, and Chavir Chavir v'Lubirich. Also, let's say take Rashi. He did the Nanuim with it, and he didn't bless, didn't make a bracha. Kasavar Minag Nevimu. Again, he also held that it was a Minag. Amar Ivu. Ivu said. Again, it was Pashas, this is Rav's father again. Havamina Kamina Kamei de Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. I was in front of Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. Also the Kamei de Hu Gavra, and there was a guy there. V'amalei, I said to him, Christ, what did he pronounce that? Christ Islay, Carmi Islay, Zesai Islay. Right, apparently this guy owned villages, the guy owned villages, and he owned vineyards, and he owned orchards, olive tree orchards. And I have people in the villages, they're coming to do work in the fields and in the kerem, and Rashi fills it in, and it was Shemitah. And they eat the zesei, they eat the olives in the field. Apparently, if you look at Rashi, v'schar chafir is karamim, as payment. So, arich o lo arich, is this a good thing to do, or a bad thing to do? Meaning, tot las kein o lo arich, or is not? As Rashi explains, so what Amar Leisvi, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok said back to him, Lo Aruch, no, it's not so good. Right? They're doing work in Shemitah, right? And usually, the problem is that you're using produce from Shemitah, right? The olives to pay them, that's really no good. So Avoka Shavit the Lev Azim. So he went back, right? He went and he's going to come back in a second. So Pashas, he ran to tell the people who are working, right, not to continue working and not to get paid through that. But okay, either way, Shagav Elazi left Amr and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok said, "Kedu have say diary ba'ara hada arvin snin levelo chamizi bar enish mehalech ba'arachin t'taknin kedin." Right, I've been living here for 40 years and I've never seen a guy such a tzaddik. Right, when he Pasha says, because he ran back, but again, he ran back to tell the workers, right, he got a psak, even though I guess he probably wasn't so happy with that psak because, you know, I guess he had a good arrangement going, but then he ran back to tell everybody, and then Hadar Ve'asi Ve'amrle, then he came back, then he asked another shiloh. I mean, he didn't even wait to ask his other shiloh, he ran to fix the inappropriate behavior that was happening right before coming back. And he came back and he said, "Mi mavit," meaning, what do I do now? Because Amalei, he said to him, meaning as after telling everybody to stop. So Amalei, Efker Zese Vechoshchaya, Vetain Prataya Keshkushe Kramin. Make the olives Hefker, right? So let them eat it. Vetain Prataya and give money, the Keshkushe Kramin, right? You should pay, right, from your own money. Don't pay them with Shemitah produce, pay them from your own wallet, for the people doing the work. In the fields. Gemara says, hold on one second. Before you tell them to go back to work, is it really mutter for them to work the field, right, to kind of dig up the field during Shemitah? Right, during Shemitah, you have to leave it. Right, you have to stop doing that type of work from digging in the ground. That's milasakyal, and that means from clearing the phones, right, skila, Russian skila, right, to take the stones out of the field. So you can't do this work. So Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama, Trey Kash Kushi Havi. Bar Chama said, no, there's two types of this digging in the ground, and one is good and one is no good. Chad Stumi Pili, one is basically to cover, apparently when you dig around the trees, so you cover the cracks that would ordinarily make the trees no good, right? I guess you cover cracks in the ground or the roots of the trees or whatever that make them die, and that's obviously okay. The Chad Avruye Ilani. And one cuts up the ground around the trees. I've really learned it also, right? Working the ground, right? That's no good. But stumi pile shari, but covering up the tree, the cracks in the trees, right? So, or in the roots or whatever. So that would make it mutter, because again, otherwise the trees, that would be mutter, because otherwise the trees would die. Amar Ivu Mishum Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Tzadok Al Yehalech Adam Arve Shavasos Yosef Mishalosh Parsel. So finally, a different another halacha. The last halacha, Ivu said the name of Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Tzadok. Shouldn't walk. You shouldn't travel more than three parsa on Erev Shabbos, and as you'll see in a second, because you're not going to have time on Erev Shabbos to make food. And people, you'll show up, you'll knock on the door, right, surprise people, there won't be any food. Amr of Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Lo Amr Nelev Beisei. That's only if you're going home, right, where they're not going to have food for you. Aval Shmizeb, if you're going to a hotel, so then Amai Denakit Samech, right, again, a person is traveling, but he's not going to rely on the food they have at the hotel, because usually when you're going on a long journey like that, right, you take care of your own food, and you don't rely on the food at where you're going. Vigidamri, and some people say, I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, no, lo nitzrucha ela filu lebeisei. That even, this is even if you go home, right, that you don't have to worry about it. That you shouldn't travel more than three parsa. And certainly, right, if you're on the road, and again, he's not saying it's only, meaning he's including, right, people who are traveling on the road. He's saying not only is it for people who are going home, because it might be surprising, might surprise your wife, there's not enough food, right, but even if you're traveling on the road. Hi, sweet boy. Let me just finish up, okay? One more line, okay? Amar Rav Kahana says, I was doing this. This happened to me. Right, I traveled a lot on Erev Shabbos, and when I got there, Pashtun got home, I guess. But either way, meaning they didn't even have, right? They didn't even have a little bit of food. Right, Kasadar Arsinal is a small little dish with fish. Now they didn't even have that available for me. Right, and there was no food for me. Okay, have a great Shabbos, everybody, and we'll go right into the Hilchos Gishas on Motzei Shabbos.